Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this that anti-hater music right here, y'all already know. The Dagger, aka Folk DB with it. And, you know, I don't know what to keep saying, what to keep doing, how to keep showing y'all how shit goes down out here. But, I'm gonna do what I have to do, I'm gonna do what I know I gotta do, alright? So, look. When I open my eyes, I know God has let me see another day. My life is burning, motherfuckers treat me like an ashtray. Ain't putting nothing past me, I got the skills and let them show. I work so hard to be the best, but won't nobody ever know. The way I kill the mic and shows, the hoes that I be ducking, dodging and family ties. The pain I felt was paralyzing. I learned to walk again, started wiggling my big toe. I'm on the loop to run the wild, something like an animal. All I wanna do is eat, I smell the beat and shit and truck. The only nigga dropping shit where people want a piece of that. Here you go, I got enough to serve the whole community. If people don't have loyalty, there will never be no unity. Wait, gotta take it back, loyalty don't mean shit. Hanging with the, fucking with the, where are the men of honor? A lot of stupid niggas, bitches sell they pussy and they feelin' to the highest bidder. And I ain't paying for it, one a girl that got her on, you bitches on that kitty shit. But they don't ever listen, 40 beat, they know I'm with it. Turn me up until you wanna fuck and then I might hit it. My halls, try to make my jingles bell. Oh well, I had the chance, now it's over, dead and through. Now I do what Pac do, staring through my rear view. So many people left behind the choices that they chose to make. I'm too real to deal with fakes who's living every day to hate. Life is like a lemonade, line them up, strike them out. Find out what they really about, wear it out. But I don't take them out, I take them out. Got my weapon, bust my nut, then Nick Cage with it. I had to learn my lesson, see the game from different angles. Now I'm so off the chain, bitches call me Westside rider with my heater and a dirty pro. And I ain't doing what I'm doing just so I can buy a hoe. Realizing people they ain't even trying, no more crying, I just stay, so I think I'm flying. I'm never coming down, I look around and say for what, all I see is, but up here I'm untouched. My tracks are, yeah, get with it, let me in, if you don't show respect it, get to stepping in. That was a little Martin, I seen a lot of shows, now Trayvon Martin got killed, they let the killer go. And then they wonder why I'd rather watch the Family Guy, cause when I'm off it, I'd rather laugh, you'd rather cry, check the news, somebody died, politicians tell them lies, I'd rather chill in South Park and shed a tear when Kenny died. Told you all I'm rising high, step correct and step aside, I ain't scared of death, that doesn't mean I'm in a rush to die. Y'all niggas go ahead and all you bitches go and get it, everybody got a life, but you the one that gotta live it.
No.
Wait a minute. Okay, look, maybe I was being stubborn. Let's try and work this out. Wait, remember, the target is...
Yo, 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 what's going on? It's the hardest working man in the business. It's the boy Q the Question. And right now, you tuned in to Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. Holla.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you're tuned in live or if you're downloading this, it's y'all convenient. You're officially listening to Slap Sundays. So as always, thanks for being here. Let's just get down to business as always. Shout out to the boss lady, Topaz and Shay, because again, without her creating Bang Out Radio, wouldn't nothing be going on over here. So thank you for creating things and allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing, not only for myself, for my co-hosts, anybody that just respects reality. All right. Also, independent artists, keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in your music, all right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I loaded up all the music I've gotten the last couple of weeks. Like I said, we've been all over not over the world, over the boards, you know, left and right the last couple of weeks here. But officially tonight, like I said, I'm going to make sure I get all the new music played first up in rotations tonight, all right? So make sure you tune in for that tonight. And then, of course, last but not least, again, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to share a word about the show, to talk about the show, again, to support me, to support my co-hosts, to support these independent artists. Again, if you're just supporting anything that's got to do with reality, no matter what, good, bad, ugly, whatever, thank you. All right. And like I said, you fuck with us, we fuck with y'all. Point blank, period. So first time in the lineup, brand new, Pico de France, featuring Vince T. Tuned in. Be right back. Slap Sunday.
They label me fool, but they not doing shit.
Nothing.
Who is your gang? Who is you with? Let me talk to that bitch. Who labeled you blood? Who told you you crib?
Who told you that shit?
I say switching the blocks and switching their whips in my kitchen and shit. And we baking them bricks, stacking them chicks. Get in LA, then we capping your bitch. When I was a young and I cast up them bricks, 300 a pop, I was fucking with Bobby. Record is claiming you running around sloppy. I be at your house, your wife even top me. You find out you want me from serving you broccoli. Man, I'm curving you, Aki. Dope boy got a nigga sitting in a whole nother scene. Straight Martin on the front side with a big show weed. Uncle Patterson, niggas know who the fuck I be. Let me sign my name, Picasso the weed. Wins for friends. Who's I be friends? This is the game, you riding the bench. Now I ain't the thing. Nigga, I am a prince. Nigga, I am the shit. The first of the month, man, I'm right at your door and I'm coming for rent and I'm gone.
Ain't no surprise that y'all hate me.
Hell no.
Open up your eyes, cause you ain't me.
Hell
now,
no.
You're eating good and y'all too thin.
Wreck,
yeah, y'all watching now that
hey.
Y'all tuned
hey.
In.
And I'm making it mine. Stupid little nigga try make it a crime. You still up there here selling nickels and dimes. I hop on a flight with your bitch like she mine. We all around go, man, we get it, we grind. The millies got made and I'm still in my prime. And I'm still in my head, they back in their day cause I'm gone. Hop, that's the whip over time, tell them pop my shit. Cupid's on accounts, hitting my phone, calling for them quick. I know Hector,
no problem.
Lamborghini Diablo. Your bitch is she model, she come in bikinis and guarantee swallowing
it back. Ain't no surprise that y'all hate me.
Hell no.
Open up your eyes cause you ain't me.
Hell no.
You're eating good and y'all too thin.
Wreck,
yeah, y'all watching now, got y'all tuned in.
Tuned in. Oh, tuned in. Hey, hey, hey.
Levi Kidd, First Class Remix. Let's go.
Hey, babe. Go ahead and pack a bag right quick. We're going to be gone for a minute. You ready? Yeah, man.
It's Levi.
First class on the jet. Baby, you deserve the best. Promise to give you nothing less. Girl, you know I love you, so why I ice got your chest. First we go to Paris, France. Then we go to Taiwan. Ain't no better feeling than your love one besides you. I graduated from the minors, made my way to the major league. If you say I'm blessed, I say yes sir, indeed. Long as my girl beside, that's all this nigga need. Take you out to Hollywood, let you shop up on the strip. Better yet, let's hit the island. And take a dip. Head back to plane for another trip. Let's hit the States, better yet my place. Nails on my skin while I'm going new.
Money on my mind.
130. Remember coming up, it was ugly. I went to school with 80 years and said, fuck it. Trying to get my money up, school was nothing. Find out these bitches love you when you're hustling. Find out these niggas gone when you got nothing. Mama want my mom and daddy, so I gotta get it. Shit ain't pretty down here in Mississippi. Town changing up just to make a living. I'm a fool on the beat, it's real shit that I speak. God forgive and I don't. Say I hit you with the pipe. I told you Shabby it's on. He said, God damn it, I know. I'm trying to put on for my city. Somebody gotta blow me. I'm smoking on the dope. I'm sipping on the codeine. You don't want these problems. Headshots only. I'm posted in the bando, getting to it. My niggas know what's up. They know I gotta do it. Money on my mind. Standing on the grind, just like I got on my shine. Came up from hard times, scrubbing up nickels and dimes. So a nigga can survive, I'm out here trying to get it. I put this on my life, it's money on my mind while I'm thugging. Money on my mind while I'm thugging. Money on my mind while I'm thugging. There's money on my mind while I'm thugging. Shit ain't easy, trying to put together pieces. I remember give a fuck about it. I ain't had no time for these bitches I was trying to eat. They hang with my age. I always kept some OG. Got tired of scrapping up. So the streets got the best of me. The world ain't got so cold. So I had to cut on the heat. Niggas snitching hard. On their own squad. Just trying to buy. Why I stay with my day one niggas. No new boy. I'm blocking around the city. Thinking about my nigga. I remember window shopping. They wanted a bad end. But I could never. Can you imagine? Working hard, no days off. I gotta get it, can't lay off. It's gon' pay off. They get their weight off. They cause to be the boss, so you gotta pay off. And that real shit, that what I've been taught. Made a smart move, never get a bitch involved. Money on my mind, standing on the grind. Just like I got on my shine. I came up from hard times, scrapping up nickels and dimes. So a nigga can survive.
Peter Jones, Moments. Come on, we're doing so good. That's so long. If I do this, do that, let's try this.
And inside of your walls there will dwell a Capricorn.
All right, Benjamin Banneker,
all right.
Capricorn.
For Lara. Yeah. Let's get to the moment. You should be ready. Just whining and dining. Cause that's where we headed. I'm pouring on lighter fluid. I'm trying to light all your fuses. Trying to get you hot and bothered to experience all your uses. Got you hearing all your beauty. Yes, my dear, I plan this. These white sheets on this bed are intended for your canvas. This is paint a beautiful picture. We can make a masterpiece. And when you made me, I'm saying like a masterpiece. My horoscope says you are horrible in bed. So please don't make a lie what my horoscope says. My reasons why, please let that earth and fire play, or we can play some tales as we lay down by the fireplace. That's the living fiction zone. I know you seen that scandal episode. I don't know how Millie do it, she too calm that mansion shit explode. I mean, I write poems and new songs dedicated to fun sex, your nice hand, your soft skin, your big ass. Let's undress, let's undress, undress. Hey, we don't even need no hook. I don't want you to be distracted from what you're doing. I don't need you trying to sing right now. I just need you to get ready for a Capricorn. Alright. For Lara.
Rapper Peter Jones, with help from Q the Pressure and Trump Mac, has had a wonderful year of success at becoming a super singer.
just a little bit, please consider it. I'm legitimate, I'm a figment to your imagination, nigga, you illiterate. Lights, camera, action, go. Welcome to the rapper show. Attitude is arrogant and jewelry on these fashion clothes. 600 Benzes, Cartier, my lenses. I'm focused on this money, dollar bill, have my attention. Let's go get them jersey, cause I'm pushing over 30. Super Saiyan on the way, I know these motherfuckers heard me. The hard top with Alexis in me, all that better with the weapon, boy. From Philly to Texas, Peter Jones is the one recommended, boy. Street knowledge, entertainment, Trump, that's who I came with. Can't stop till I think shit, won't stop till I'm famous. When living in a moment, don't get caught up in the hype. Cause this your time right now, so don't get caught up in the hype. And you can lose it all when you get caught up in the hype. I turn it up, then they wanna turn me down. Fast cars, faster women, way to the top and I want it all. Big ball, a lot of jewelry, way to the top and I want it all. VIP, popping bottle, way to the top and I want it all. When I turn it up, then they wanna turn me down. They wanna know I'm hot, I'm living. Oh, is he stacking millions? Got him a new bitch, her attitude is Robin Gibbons. Yeah, I love this life, so I got me a bottle. On the way to the top, the paparazzi you follow. Got a thing for that bumblebee, I made me a Chevy. On the plane to Italy, to get a plate of spaghetti. I love paying my dues, I got nothing to lose. I'm the man to VIP, my girl, I'm coming in twos. My fast car, it's a NASCAR. I hit the button, it'll drop the top. This 100 bills and a stripper face. I wave a high shield, drop the top. My real estate is the realest place. GPS in the foreign state. I'm a bad boy, yes, an MC. Feel so good, I was born to make. We're living in the moment, don't get caught up in the hype. Cause this your time right now, so don't get caught up in the hype. And you can lose it all when you get caught up in the hype. I turn it up, then they wanna turn me down. Fast cars, faster women, way to the top and I want it all. Big ball and a lot of jewelry, way to the top and I want it all. VIP, popping bottle, way to the top and I want it all. When I turn it up, then they wanna turn me down. Peter Jones represents that SKE, will I stop? Peter Jones is the best to be, so then I'm gonna stop. Show y'all niggas how to rap with a beat. When Peter Jones on attack with a beat, so can I get a countdown? Attack with a beat, never ever ever gonna stop this man. Got a 24 carats when I rock this band. Got a big ass boat, move across the water. Get a passport, move across the water. $100 bills on my door, up, ha! Pour it up, pour it up, pour it up, pour it up. I ain't talking about no Rihanna song. This my time with my diamonds on. Yeah, y'all fade for the clear view. I'm a fly motherfucker on the jet fuel. I ain't talking about Chuck with the best woo, but SKE is the best crew. And this is my condolence. I feel sorry for opponents. Having everything means nothing. Close your eyes, you lose a moment.
Setting traps for ghosts? No. Okay, here's the one part that really makes no sense to me. The first time you saw bloodstains on your underwear, were you alarmed?
Was I alarmed? Yes. I believe I was.
So then why do you just ignore it using something as stupid as Chipotle?
Chipotle, Kyle. And I'm not the one who uses it. My mom does. She does the laundry.
Your mom uses Chipotle to clean bloodstains out of your underwear.
Yes.
And then takes you to Chipotle and buys you more.
Yes, Kyle, it's totally normal. People do this stuff, you know? Not everyone can be the boy with the golden butthole.
This is Slap Sundays with a Dagger on Bang Out Radio. Playing nothing but some slappers. And slapping the stupidity out you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up every Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9, West Coast time on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sunday, it's Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. I don't know what I'm going to get into tonight. I got a couple of news stories that caught my interest this week, but mainly my birthday is coming up. You know, on this coming Friday, May 2nd. And every time my birthday comes around, you know, I don't know if it's just me or a lot of people that deal with birthday, that, you know, go through their birthdays and everything, but it's just a reminder that, you know, another year older, another year in the books, gets you kind of thinking about, you know, what you've been through, what you still have to go through, what you may be going through currently. And it's always about finding a balance, right? I mean, that's what life is. You find a balance where you can sustain, try to be happy, and build towards the future. But the crazy part of that, so much has to go into that. I mean, there's different ways to get, you know, to whatever your goals are set and whatever bottom line you're trying to get to. There's a lot of ways to get to that. Some people choose the hard road. Some people choose the easy routes. I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, it got me thinking about a lot of stuff, you know. So, I mean, one of the things I brought up, Taurus, you know, I'm not even really into, what is it called, some ology. It's one of the ologies. it's escaping me right now. But, you know, Taurus, Capricorn, you know, which is sign type shit. I don't know what the actual ology is. I'm trying to think, but I can't think off the top of my head right now. I don't know why. But, see, I'm a Taurus. And it's also funny because I realized Taurus season starts off 420. That's kind of good. But I've been looking at all this stuff about you know, being a Taurus. And, you know, people say all the time, you know, you are, people kind of mimic their signs and everything like that. Now, I've always been the type that, yeah, I've always believed that, you know, people do what they want to do. They act how they want to act. There's no greater thing behind it or anything, but if you actually read some of these things and look at some of these things, I mean, it's like, hey, it does kind of sound like me in a sense. I mean, some parts and other parts don't. So, I mean, I'm trying to evaluate myself in a sense. You know, I'm trying to evaluate where I'm going to go, what I'm going to do and everything. Oh, astrology. That's what I knew it was going to be, an ology. But astrology, right? So looking at this, and there's all kind of ologies there. You know, there's numerology. There's all kind of weird shit that people try to use to justify certain things or to try to explain certain things. So, and this is one of them. Now, I'm not going to use this to explain myself, but this is interesting when you think about, when you try to look at yourself in a different way. You know, I get up every day and look in the mirror, and I see a lot of wrong with the person that's looking back at me. But the things that I see wrong, other people will consider really good qualities. You know, but I'm beginning to think that people only see them as good qualities because they're good qualities that can be used by them. You know what I mean? It's not good qualities just to have good qualities. So, I don't know. And then the scary part is when you have certain qualities and you don't have other ones, not even qualities, just certain mannerisms, things you do. Like I said, I really back myself into a lot of corners because on one hand, I don't want to deal with a lot of bullshit. On the other hand, it's like you have to deal with bullshit in order to be in certain situations. I've always said this many times, but I'm getting all over the board here. Let me try to focus. Taurus, all right, astrology. These are, I'm trying to focus on me. Like I said, my issues, my problems, another year coming by, I got to really see what's going on with me and everything. But there's a couple of things that I found, you know, where they mentioned a few things about Tauruses and everything. They caught my attention. So I'm like, you know, because some of it was real, and I'm going to elaborate on a few things, try to, as I speak here, try to elaborate how these things, you know, work in and out of my personal life as well now. And we'll see where this ends up. All right, now, of course, the bull. That's the symbol for the Taurus is the bull. Now, I mean, strong, you know, big, you know, not that big, whatever, but just, but kind of cool unless you piss them off, right? I mean, look at the bulls and all these, you know, bulls cool until you try to hop on his back and ride it, and then the motherfuckers will try to kick you off. You know what I mean? That type of shit. Element Earth, I'm assuming that means, you know, I'm staying, I'm close to the ground. I stay grounded a lot because I don't deal with a lot of fantasy. I don't deal with a lot of, you know, shit that may happen or could happen or could possibly happen. I try to deal with what's right in front of me and what's going on right now. So I think that's what that is. You know, I like to stay grounded. Planet, Venus, I don't understand why my planet is Venus. The only thing I can think of is that, you know, what does it say? Men are from Mars and women are from Venus, and, you know, a.k.a. 4DB with it. So maybe I just deal with the ladies in that way. I don't know. That one, I don't know. That's what I'm speculating here. Now, the qualities of a Taurus, loving, very loving. Now, see, here we go. Now, these are the things, like I said, the same qualities are the same things that I feel are a negative aspect of my life as well, because it's always a double-edged sword when it comes to me. Like I said, my highest qualities, my best qualities can be my biggest downfalls at the same time. Because, yes, I am a very loving person. Very loving. Like I said, I would like people to be happy. I don't like drama. I don't like I don't like sad faces. I don't like tears. And when I like somebody or I'm with somebody, I show as much as I can or as much as I'm allowed to show. You know, because that's just because I feel if I give this out and I put this out there, then hopefully it'll come back. And yes, very mature. The next thing is mature. I've been grown since I was like I said, 12, 13. I've done a lot of shit really early, and right now going on 32, I'm just bored. Because I've done everything. Or at least everything that the average 32-year-old black male can do that's not rich. You know, I've done everything that I could possibly do that I could think of. So I'm real mature in a lot of things, but it's because of that maturity that it's hard for me to get excited about life, because it's like, okay, is this the same thing? It is what it is. You know, I don't know if my maturity blocks me from enjoying things. Because like I said, if I was a little bit more immature about certain things, you know, immaturity, like kids are immature. But aren't kids out there having a lot more fun nowadays? I mean, it's because they don't know what's going on. There's a sense of freedom in that. You know, when you can just do shit, there's always going to be a sense of freedom in that. There's grown folks that just do whatever the fuck they want to without worrying about shit. It's not that's a lack of maturity, but at the same time, they're enjoying what they're doing. With me, so like I said, I think probably like a fucking 50-year-old, and I'm only in my 30s. I should be doing shit, you know, out of secure. On the outside, I am. I'm very secure. When you look at me and you talk to me, depending on who you are, you won't know nothing's wrong with me. You'll think I got everything in the world. You'll think, you know, mentally I'm fine, physically I'm fine. You'll never know if there are any issues with me unless I can tell you. So I'm very secure in a sense with myself. What I'm insecure about is other people. That's where my insecurity comes in, because, again, everybody knows themselves, or they should. If you don't know yourself, then there's a big problem with that. But when you open yourself up to somebody else, that's where issues can happen. That's where my insecurity comes in, because on one side, you want to believe, like I said, I want to believe there's good in everybody, because everybody does have some type of good in them. They do. Whether they act on it, whether they choose to do the right thing or whatever, it's a different story. But I believe everybody has some sense of good in them. All right? But then again, at the same time, just because they have that in them doesn't mean they want to show that. Maybe they're insecure themselves. Maybe they don't want to put it out there like that. You know, maybe I don't know what other people think. But in a sense, and it's not even an insecurity because it's when it comes to security, especially emotionally, right? You know, there's financial security. I've never had that. I'm just lucky to the point where I don't really owe anybody money because I don't create bills and shit like that. And if I do create shit and everything like that, I get rid of it quick so it doesn't become a problem. You know, I don't like owing people money or anything like that. But again, I've never been financially set, whereas, you know, I got my own apartment, paying rent, phone, blah, but I can pay for the shit that I got. So, you know, my finances don't be tripping, and I don't want for much. So as far as pocket money, spending money, party money, whoop, and everything like that, if I can, I can. If I can, I can't. Whatever. But emotional security is a whole different story. And it's crazy because that's something I've always wanted to. But I've never been able to find it, you know. And it's weird because it's because I'm not saying that people have not tried. Some people have actually made attempts, like my family for one. I love my family to death. Don't get it wrong. But they're the type that feel like I can come to them about anything and blah, blah, this, that, and whoop and everything. And it's, on an emotional tip, I can't. It's hard to come at people emotionally when you know generally what their response is going to be. or when you know what they're going to say or how they view things. You know, I mean, the one thing I do trust within myself is my judgment and how I judge people and how they actions and what they do and everything. You can see a lot of shit with people. Like I said, I love my parents to death, but my parents always wanted me to be something that I'm not. I don't know what they think of me or what they wanted out of my life and everything like that, but I know that I am not being the person that they want me to be because they make it known every time something happens. You know what I mean? They always, you do this, you do, they still even now try to push me in certain directions and everything instead of supporting what I want to do. It's about what they want me to do. I can't be secure with that. You know, I know they always got my back. I know if I'm in trouble with everything, I know that. I know they love me and I love them, but emotionally, I can't come to them about things. You know, it affects me when I see. It doesn't affect me, but I see people that are able to talk to their parents about anything. And, you know, but we just don't have that. So, I mean, I've never really had that either. And anybody I thought I may have had that with has always faltered. So what I've tended to, I mean, it's like I said, it's double-edged sword. What do? Everybody has emotions, whether they try to hide them or not. And there's a lot of years in my life where I just killed off my emotions. Because, again, if you can't deal with them or you don't have anybody to help you with them, then fuck them, right? That's how a lot of people act. Just fuck feelings, period. But if you can't feel something, then is it real? And we're not, I mean, or how real is it? So, I mean, that's where my big insecurities lie. It's just emotionally, because I want to, when you're dealing with people, the thing about giving up something emotionally like that is that whoever you give that emotion to has to want, on one hand, want to deal with that and then protect you when you empty yourself. How am I saying? When you not to even come clean. What's the word I'm looking for? When all this stuff these girls do want me to do, when they want you to talk and give them your deepest insides and all whatever, like the words are escaping me right now, but all this shit these girls want me to do as far as talking to them, it's like, it already takes a lot to open that up. But then you ever been in a situation where you open yourself up and then the person's like, whatever, or it really doesn't matter? You know, who wants to go through that? Because the ability to open up to somebody is the ability to trust that they're going to hold you down when you do something like that. That's what the point of certain shit is. People that are in relationships or want to be in relationships, that's the point of a relationship. You're supposed to be able to be a weak person because that person, y'all can be weak together and nobody else gonna see that. That's what y'all do. That's how y'all get down. You got her back, she got yours, family, whatever, however you do it. That's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be able to come to each other, go to each other, not have to worry about other people. Don't give a fuck what other people think about. What they think of you, what they think of what you're doing, or any of that shit. But again, in these days, too many people care about that. That's where about it. That's another thing. It's like, I'm securing myself. I don't give a fuck what nobody else thinks. But it's funny because other people care for me in situations that they send me. Or other people feel negative towards me that I allow certain shit to go on. But again, that sidetrack on the security issue. But again, security is like, it's really a big issue, I guess, as far as I go. Because out of all things, there are very few things that I do lack. And this is one of these things. Like emotional security, I lack that. I do. I want to have it, but regretfully, that's something that you have to, it has to involve somebody else. So, reliable. Yes, very reliable. If I can do it, if I say I'm going to do it, and I can do it, it gets done. Period. I do shit I don't even want to do, and I still do it. Why? Because that's who I am, I guess. I mean, depending on who you are. If you ask me to do something, I'm able to do it. I'm going to do it. I may complain. I may do all kind of shit or whatever, but I'll do it. Calm, I have to be. Very, very, very calm person because I can't allow myself to get riled up. Because, again, when the bull gets pissed off, like, remember the cartoon bull from, you know, with the fucking, although he always got beat up and everything, but remember the cartoon bull from the Looney Tunes and everything like that? Every time he sees red or something, he just go off and everything like that. I have to remain calm. I have to. But it's also easier to be calm when you're constantly, or when you get used to certain things. I always say, you know, people get used to certain things. I get used to just dealing with certain shit. It's not a good thing, but it is what it is. So I just stay calm. Loyal, very loyal. Loyal to the point where I feel, why should I be? I mean, what people think about me and what the reality is, a lot of times it's two totally different things. And a lot of times I don't get the thought processes people think about me. But then you also realize, I also come to realize that the more people point the finger at me about shit that I do and everything like that, the more shit's probably going on with them. Because it's always easier to hide behind somebody else's bullshit. You know, as long as you're pointing the finger and misdirecting shit somewhere else, then ain't nobody else going to look at you. I don't never point the finger. Because, if, like I said, again, it goes back to reliability and loyalty. Like I said, if I'm with you, I'm with you. I'm trying to do that. I don't waste my fucking time. I wouldn't waste your time. Like, for what? Kind. I'm a kind person. I don't want to be. I really don't. Kind and friendly. Let me add that in. I mean, I am, but I don't want to be. Because kindness don't get you shit. Kindness kind of gets you walked over and everything like that. And being friendly, I don't know. Everybody's looking for friendly people to kind of like try to take advantage of. And the cold part is I want to be nice. I want to be friendly. But then I'm kind and friendly. And then if you're too kind and friendly to one person, somebody else ain't going to like it. Or if you do this, this, I mean, I can't even be kind and friendly. Or I can only be kind and friendly to this, to specific people. Or don't do too, you know, it's just weird. Because me personally, like I said, I know where I'm at. I know what steps I need to take. And I don't go too far given in certain situations. I know what's up. Like I said, I'm secure with myself. But that kind of friendliness has gotten me in trouble. And then it's funny because motherfuckers get mad at me for being kind and friendly. Like, what the fuck? And then I'm an asshole or whatever, and I do the asshole role and everything. And it's like, oh, you're not nice. You all this, that, over there. So what the fuck? What would you like? Oh, I can be kind of friendly in this situation, but not this situation. I can be kind of friendly to this person, but not this person. I can do this. It's too much. Especially to somebody like me who has no cruel intentions at all in the first place. But, again, these are just a couple of qualities of the Taurus. Lucky color, green. Love it. You know what I mean? It's my favorite color. I don't know if that's because of this, but hey, hopefully it's my lucky color. Lucky stone, emerald. Yep, the emerald, the birthstone, green. Love it. Lucky day, Friday. Hey, fuck you, Fridays. Everything all kind of go on Fridays. And my lucky number is 6. I really don't know nothing about numbers and numerology, so I don't know why my lucky number is 6, but okay. What else we got? That's it, Taurus. Excuse me. Something else I read. Like I said, these are a couple of things I've seen or whatever. We got something. Yeah, anytime. But Daggers double play real quick. How to attract a Taurus. Let's see if I agree with some of these. Let's see. You have to be like-minded. They gravitate to those who like similar things. Yes, but I mean, I'll consider that just a Taurus thing. Because, I mean, of course, I like people that are like-minded. Like I said, I like people because I don't like a lot of things, but things that I do like, I really do like. But I like weird shit like anime. I like Naruto, you know what I mean, Dragon Ball Z, Bleach, you know what I mean? I like a lot of other shit. And in today's society, people are all still wrapped up on, you know, what I like to call the MTV generation, on the Instagrams, this, that. You know, people like different shit that I like. But at the same time, like I said, I do everything. Or I'm willing to try everything at least once. So, I mean, it's not like I'm so open when it comes to people because I like trying new things, period. So, you know what I mean? Because if you ain't done it, you don't know what you like. So if I haven't done it, then I'll be willing to try it. So I kind of agree with that. But, again, I kind of don't because, again, I don't like like-minded people like me because, again, I know where I was at a time in my life and the kind of mind that I had. So to come across someone with a mind like mine would probably not be a good thing. So I don't know about that one. Don't make them feel rushed in anything. That's very true. I don't like being rushed. I really don't, especially when I feel that there's time for certain things or, because like I said, I always feel like the one thing we always have is time. People feel that, you know, time goes by really fast. But I mean, we got a lot of it. If you do everything you're supposed to, act the right way, run your life accordingly, you got time. All right, so again, I don't like to feel rushed about anything. That's true. But again, that same thing has caused me to lose a lot because people try to rush me into certain decisions and making certain choices. And, you know, I'm taking too long or I'm doing this or I'm doing that and you know, I'm not making this. I mean, but I believe more so as if it's worth it, then it's worth the wait. And I don't rush anybody else. I'm not rushing anybody into anything. But at the same time, even during that waiting process or whatever I'm doing, I'm still doing the things that I'm supposed to do. You know, it's not like you're waiting to stand on the sideline for nothing. And it's not like I just turn my back on people and then walk away and then come back later on down the line. I don't do that. All right. Take them to a nice restaurant and introduce them to some good music. I mean, like I said, I'm pretty simple. You have to take me to a nice restaurant. You know, we can go to McDonald's, Burger King, call it a day. If it's real cheap, not that same thing. I mean, I just, as long as I'm eating, I mean, feed a nigga. I don't care what you feed me. I mean, just shit, I'm eating. And good music, I already know a lot of good music, but hey, if you got some shit that I may like, I'll listen to it. But like I said, I don't like a lot of music. I'm really into independent music. Now, especially since I've been doing this for so long, y'all have spoiled me on independent music. So a lot of the shit that's out there now, I can't really even fuck with or connect to. So what else? Show that you have assets that provide security. Pass, long relationships, a good job, et cetera. Yes, I agree with that. But I don't like the part about that you have had past long relationships. That part I don't agree with because long relationships are hard to let go of. I mean, it shows that you can be in a long relationship, but I've come to find out that those that have been in long relationships are also the most damaged because they've been in that bullshit for so long, me included. Like I said, both of my actual relationships are like 5 years long. So that's 10 years of my life I spent with a woman, you know, one-on-one type shit. So that's 10 years out of 20 since I've been 12, right? So half my life I spent in a relationship with one female. And because of that, like I said, I learned a lot. They say good, bad, ugly, or whatever you learn, shit. Like I said, I learned a lot. But again, I'm damaged at the same time. So I know if that's how I feel and that's me, then I know females that have been in that situation, you know, it's really a whole different story. Especially when girls stop trusting men in general and are what I like to call damage as well, where it's hard for them to trust or have serious trust issues or whoop whoop and everything like that. Like I said, damaged females are a lot worse. A lot worse, I believe. I mean, I could be pretty bad. But I still don't do the shit that some of these females do when it comes to being scorned and shit or, you know, or really trying to keep their emotions locked up and this, that, or whatever. You know what I mean? An expression of love of family and togetherness. I don't know. Again, I'm on the line about that one because, again, I love family. I'm a big family person, which is why, you know, I probably don't deal with girls with kids like that and everything too because, again, I want to have my own family. But at the same time, when I choose to be with somebody, then if my family is not with that, then that's on them. You know what I mean? I don't let my family dictate what I have to do or what I choose to do. So some people allow their family to get way involved in their shit, and they shouldn't be nowhere near close to it. You know what I mean? Like, way too much. But at the same time, your family does look out for you. But again, they don't see things. Like, your family will never see what you and the person you're dealing with is doing. You know what I mean? What y'all go through, how y'all handle shit, what's going on with y'all. Your family don't see that unless you tell them everything or whatever. But, I mean, they don't know. You never know what's going on unless you're there. So that's why I don't believe they should say anything about it. All right? No, that's just me. What else we got? Like I said, I got a lot of Taurus stuff here. What else? Other stuff about Tauruses. A Taurus has a heart of gold, but that gold will turn to cold if they see it taking advantage of their kindness. Yes, it does. Because, again, I was like, you know, if you, some of y'all, I don't know who's out there listening, but when you were in school, I don't know if y'all ever had one of the teachers would say shit like, everybody here has an A+. You know what I mean? Y'all all have an A in the class already. Now, throughout the school year, you know, it's your job to keep that A. But right now, everybody has one, and you chip away at it, at, you know, throughout the school year. That's my ideology, kind of, in a sense, with people. Or with people that I choose to associate with. Again, because it takes a lot just for me to be like, you know what, I'm going to chill with you, I'm going to holler at you, we're going to see what this dude, whoop, or whatever. Because, again, if it's about fucking's easy. But if I'm actually dealing with people, it's a whole different story. So when I actually choose to make that decision, all right, it's that's what you got. You got an A, A+. Girl, I'm all, you know what I mean, woo-woo, everything's all good. If I can do this, I can do that. And then you chip away at your own grade. Like, do you want me around? Are you interested? Show me that you're interested. Keep me interested. You know, am I the only one you're dealing with? Are you talking to other dudes? Are you texting me the same pictures you text other people? Are you, you know, like my ex, right? Like I said, started off with a job. She lost her job during the time we were together, whatever. Now, me being supportive, you know what I mean? I just held down what I had to held down. But then you start to realize that she just doesn't want to work at all anymore, you know, and is just sitting on her ass on top of doing other shit and everything like that, you know, taking advantage of kindness. But then you have other people that just ask you to do something because they just know you're going to do it. Biggest problem I have is the word no. It's the biggest problem I have, especially for those that I care about. Because if you care about somebody, there's no reason for you to tell them no, because they shouldn't ask you something that they're not willing to do themselves. But I hear no all the time. I don't know. Maybe I want too much. You know, I don't ask for anything. Barely. I don't know. But, yeah, I agree with this one. You know, heart of gold, you know, try to be nice, move and everything. Just people don't see that. They don't recognize it. They don't appreciate it. Or they don't give a fuck. Or they take that and try to add it into something else. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, but I can't tell what other people do. What else we got? Aggressive. Not really. I can be. Depends on the situation. I'm aggressive for certain things. I'm a freak in the bed? Yes. Rare to find? Yes. Loves being in long relationships? Yes. Likes to give a good fight for what they want. No, because I don't feel you have to fight. I mean, I'm kind of keeping this on relationship tips, I guess, or whatever, but look. You have to fight to stay alive, right? There's certain things you have to fight for. Being with somebody, you shouldn't have to fight for that. You should want to be with them. They should want to be with you. That should be it. I don't know how simpler that can get. Fuck what everybody else got to say. Fuck what else is going on. Do you want to be with me? Do I want to be with you? If those two answers are yes, then there's no fighting. Fuck all the other people you dealing with. Fuck all the other people I'm dealing with. Is that what we're doing? If we're not, then we still don't need to fight. Then do what you do. I'm doing what I'm doing, and we're still moving or whatever's going down. There's no need to fight. And I don't feel I ever have to fight over no woman. I really don't want no woman to have to fight over me, because for what? I ever see two girls fighting over me, I'm still gonna either choose the one that I want, whether she won or lost anyway, or I'm gonna still fuck them both. If that's the route I want to take. So y'all fighting has nothing to do with shit. That's something that y'all obviously got to deal with. And niggas want to fight me all the time because in the time of day, like to fuck niggas, girls, and do that blase whoop and everything like that or whatever. Niggas want to fight me all the time. So, like I said, nigga, you got to check your bitch. Nigga, she the one did it. My bitches or my girls fuck around on me, or if they have or whatever. I mean, you don't go to, you know, what that look like, go to the nigga for? Niggas is going to be niggas. If a bitch is offering a pussy, a nigga going to take it. And like I said, bitches nowadays got their pussy all on display for everybody to see. So, love to help people in times of need. Yes, it's my biggest problem. I won't give a bum on the corner no money. But again, let the right people ask me for something, I naturally just can't say no. And that's what mostly sucks. Like I said, every time, like I said, my birthday comes around, things like that or whatever, again, these are the thoughts that I be having, because, yes, I'm always there for other people. I see other people's dreams. I see what they got going on, see what they're trying to do and everything, and I'm always there. I've honestly can say I've helped a lot of people get to that next stage in life. Like I said, I've seen people when they is dead broke, you know what I mean? No place to live, boxes on the corner type shit, you know what I mean? I've been there to help these motherfuckers get to certain places and continue in their life, all while trying to maintain my own shit while not getting any help. I mean, I kind of feel bad in a sense, because it's hard for me to be excited about people doing what they're doing with their life. Again, I'm never a hater. I like seeing people doing what they got to do. I like seeing people get to that next level and everything like that. But it's hard for me to be happy for them when it's almost like I'm standing stuck. But I don't know why. I mean, is it really because I'm still just putting other people before myself and not just cutting all ties with everybody and really just focusing on myself and not giving a fuck about nothing? But then that goes against what my astrology is, right, obviously, or what I'm meant to be. But again, bottom line is, like I said, I feel like if it's meant to happen or it's meant to be, it will. So I just have to be patient and all, but at the same time, it's frustrating. But, and so what else we got? Very funny, awesome personality. Yeah. When I'm on, I can be very funny. I keep people laughing all the time. That's from a lot of shit, from a long line of shit talkers and quick responders. You know what I mean? Quick actions, quick words, and everything. I can put a smile on your face real easy, because I like seeing people smile. Because I don't get to smile that often, and people don't seem to care about my smile. So fuck it. If they happy, then I can make them happy too, or whatever. That's fine. You know, and yeah, personality. If you want to, like I said, we can hang out, we can kick it. A lot of people say I'm quiet and everything like that, but I'm quiet if I don't know you. Yeah, true. I don't know you. Fuck, I'm going to sit up here and act like we done known each other for like 10 years. Motherfucker, I just met you. But, what else? Stubborn, very stubborn. But I'm stubborn in good ways. You know what I mean? I'm just setting my ways, and my ways aren't bad. You know what I mean? If I say I like you, then I like you. What's wrong to be stubborn about that? You know, if you want me. But, again, I'm just not going to take no shit. Or I do take a lot of shit. That's part of my problem. Because I'm stubborn with myself. Probably in situations where I know I should move on or step the fuck off, I stick around because I just want to see what's going to happen. I mean, I don't know. Right. Sexual, yes. Love sex. All the time, anytime I did get hard. Sexy, I don't consider myself sexy. I consider myself handsome. Maybe cute. You know what I mean? But definitely handsome. Like I said, I shave up. I cut my, get my hair cut, fresh shit and everything like that. You know, I clean up really well. So at least handsome. I'm not going to say sexy. most caring person you will ever meet, probably. And I mean not caring in the sense where I'm going to throw money at you and everything like that, or, you know, buy everything that you ever want in life and all that. No, I'm not that type of caring person. No, I'm not. But, I mean, I have to be a caring person because, again, there are people in my life that have said all kind of shit to me, blase, this, that, woo, or whatever, walked away, and then days, months, years later, come back. If I'm a bad person, like I said, when people walk, they walk. Like I said, I know what I have to offer, and I know what I can put on the table. One of a kind, definitely one of a kind. And not one to fuck with. I like that, because I'm not. People think they can fuck with me all the time. People think they look at me, they look how I get down, they look at my attitude, they look how I carry myself, and they think I need to be protected, like I'm this weak, like I'm this big weakling, and then I can't do shit and everything like that. Like I said, I'm not about to sit up here and say I can fuck up every nigga in the world. I'm not about to sit up here and say, you know, woo-woo this, that, like fuck everybody, like woo, or whatever. What I am going to say, you don't know what the fuck could possibly happen. Roll the dice if you want to. Like I said, I am a man of peace. The motherfucker, the Hulk, nigga, you don't like me when I'm angry. And I do my best to walk the fuck away. The last time I tried to walk away from a situation, nigga didn't let me. I blacked out. Nigga was in the hospital. When I came to, found out he was in the hospital. I don't like being that person. So, again, if you want to think I'm weak, you want me to, that's fine. You know what I mean? Until the shit happens. But I don't want shit to happen. Like I said, I'm trying to avoid shit from happening. What is this? The Taurus had ended an affair. Let's see what this says. It could take a really long time for Tauruses to decide to leave a relationship because of their loyalty. Yeah, very true. Because in a lot of the shit I've dealt with, like I said, you're loyal. Even though she's not loyal, you're still loyal to her. Thinking she's going to change, but like I said, I guess Taurus is the main, more so in that. But like I said, in all my relationships, I was the one trying to hold on when they were trying to be like, you know what, fuck you, I need to go do this, that, whatever. And I was the one like, no, we can work it out. We can try to make some, that was me. So, I don't know. However, once the Taurus makes up their mind, there's no turning back or changing their mind. The decisions are swift. And the lover may not know exactly when a breakup is coming because others often underestimate the severity in which a lover has hurt them. See, that's what I mean, because they're stubborn. You don't know how bad you hurt us. You hurt us, yes, but you will never know how bad. And you'll never believe how bad either, probably. Because, again, I don't know about everybody else. As far as I go, as far as me, you won't know you hurt me unless I tell you. Or sometimes I can't even hide it. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. But you won't know how deep it runs. You know, you'll never know what corner, you know, how deep it actually is set in. Because also, I mean, when you hurt somebody else, or somebody hurts somebody else, you don't want to think that you hurt them that much. Maybe some people do. I don't know. But then again, once you realize you've been hurt, you don't want to let people know that they can hurt you that deeply. Shit, they may do it again. But then if you don't say anything, then they don't know, and it's a very thin line. All right? But once they decide, they will walk away forever. See, that's me. I walk. And it's not even my choice. I have not broken up with a girl. I haven't. Never. They always have walked. Or they have said, you know, you're this, you're that, and I walk. I just show it back because you said you wasn't fucking with me. You fucking with somebody else. Are you doing this? Are you doing that? Well, that's fine. So I walk. I mean, that's one of those things you have to suck up and keep it pushing. If a Taurus gets hurt, they become harsh and domineering because it's more of a blow to their ego than anything, and they don't want to be wrong in their choice of relationships since they were already cautious to begin with. Yes, I agree with that. Yes, a blow to my ego because, yes, at the time, or when I choose to be with somebody, like I said, I go hard. I give as much as I possibly can, and I don't have a lot to give. So when someone like me, who, again, is already cautious, takes his time, patient, decides to open up and push forward in certain situations, when that falters, yes, because then I think, why did I waste my fucking time in the first place? I could have kept shit on a certain level on top instead of taking this step and going here. And yes, it's harsh because you want to feel like you made the right decision. See, I like to consider myself, like I said, I study people. I look at shit. I see things going on. I understand certain things, a lot of things. I feel I do. So when you, and as analytical as I am, when you put all that into something and it still winds up blowing up, hell yeah, I'm going to be pissed off. Like I said, after my first relationship, my first one where she walked away from me on that, you know, we're just going a different path or whatever, I just really just can't fuck with you, I was fucked up for like 3 years. That was all my fuck all bitches type shit. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck about none of y'all feelings, emotions, you know, I went ham. Because I didn't understand how I made the wrong choice with that girl. So since I made the wrong choice with her, then all women are fucked up, and I'm never going to make the right choice. Then someone came along, and she gave me the impression where, you know what, I could try this again. Got me put in jail. You know? And then now another situation, like, you kind of see what's going on. You kind of see what's coming. Now, do you stand there and take it and see what happens or it's going to blow up, or do you get out the way early? You know what I mean? It's like you see that speeding train coming down the train, right? You see the train coming down the tracks. You're standing on the tracks. You know what I mean? You see the train coming. You got a little while, but it's coming fast. It hits you, you're going to die. You know, but if you stand your ground at the last second, you know, something may just happen. Maybe the train will blow up. Maybe somebody will save you. Maybe it'll veer off track or whatever. So you're trying to hold your ground because you have this feeling that it's going to be okay. You know, and that's me. I'm a motherfucker just stay on the tracks because I have this feeling that just some miracle is going to happen. Everything's going to fall into place. You know, it's going to be okay. I keep getting hit by that fucking train. You know what I mean? Fuck that train. Oh, man. But, again, I'm a survivor. Like it hits you as hard as you want, but, again, I just keep getting up. But I don't know. Who wants to keep going on, you know, train tracks? Compatibility. There we go. That's how you say that shit. All right. Taurus and Aries, low. Taurus and Taurus, high. Taurus and Gemini, low. Taurus and Cancer, medium. Taurus and Leo, low. Taurus and Virgo, high. Of course, I don't know why I'm going through this because I don't know anybody else's signs or whatever, too. Maybe you're out there, you want to see if you're compatible with me based off of this. This is what it is. So, again, Taurus and Leo, low. Ooh, I knew a Leo. That she show was a Leo. This show didn't work out. Leo, remember the girl with the tribe and everything like that? Gave me the keys to the keys. She was a Leo. I see, oh, that didn't work out. We got married, you bitch. Taurus and Virgo, high. Taurus and Libra, low. God. That was my ex. I went in Vegas. She was a fucking Libra. Low. See, I'm fucking up. Maybe I should have paid attention to fucking astrology all the time. Taurus and Scorpio, medium. Taurus and Sagittarius, low. Taurus and Capricorn, high. Taurus and Aquarius, low. And Taurus and Pisces, high. I don't know about that last one. We'll see. Okay, what you need to know about Taurus men. All right, we'll see how true these are real quick. Like I said, oh, shit, my bad. I'm just over here running my mouth. Shout out to 832. 4108, you got Dagger. What it do?
What up?
Levi.
Yeah, man.
What it do, Pippen? How you feeling?
Chilling, man. Chilling. Hang on.
Cool. You got me on hold on my own show. You are. Man, can't hold on to live radio. Come on, you know this. Alright, well, I'll let you do what you enjoy. I'm going to have to meet you real quick. I'll bring you right back in a second, man, while you get things in order. But, alright, what you need to know about Taurus, man? Loves to eat. Yeah, I love to eat. Wait, loves to eat, drink, and be happy. Yes! Love to eat. You know what I mean? I'm very picky about my food, but I like to eat a lot of it if it's cooked right. Drink? Yes. Well, drink. Like I said, I got problems, but love to drink. And be happy. Yes, I want to be happy. Biggest paradox I have in my life is that I want to be happy, but it's so hard for me to be happy. Because, I don't know, I guess it takes a lot for me to be happy because I'm just not happy with simple shit. I've dealt with simple shit all my life, basic shit, whoop, and everything like that. And I try to find happiness in certain things, but it just doesn't, like I said, it's just kind of like whatever to me, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. He's a rather simple man, but a man's man nonetheless. Yes. I'm very simple. But again, yes, I am a man's man. I feel like a woman should follow what a man's trying to do. I feel like, you know, a woman is there to support a man. I'm not saying be all slave and shit to him and everything like that. Again, don't twist my words. But, yes, I feel like, you know, if the man runs shit and the woman's supposed to support that, and in turn it'll come back around and that's a happy household. I mean, I do man shit. Like, I take out the trash, you do the dishes type shit. You know what I mean? That's just kind of a sense of how I feel. So, he can seem out of sorts and cranky for no apparent reason. Well, yes. There's always a reason. All right? There's always a reason. Whether he tells you or not is a different story, but there's always a reason. So don't let any nigga tell you that shit, all right? And he can be a bit chauvinistic, especially in relationships. Hold on. I'm gonna ask Siri the definition of chauvinistic because I want to make sure I tell you. Chauvinistic has different terms. So let's ask Siri real quick. I can't even ask Siri while I'm on the phone. But chauvinistic. Come back to that one. And he hates when you change the plans on him. Yeah, I do, because when you're set, when you expect one thing, you're set up for certain things, and other things happen, then, yeah, you – but I usually just roll with the punches because, again, when you're used to other people's plans always failing, then you learn how to roll with the punches, all right? He needs a good cook in his life, and above all else, he must always feel comfortable. That's probably how it started out, but when you get used to certain things, because, again, I love a good cook. I love a good cook, but girls don't like to cook. Not a lot of girls. Some girls like to cook, but whether you cook or whether you feed me doesn't even matter, as long as I get fit. All right, so that's not that much to me. But, yeah, I got to feel comfortable, and I feel comfortability ties back in with, you know, security, patience, loyalty, all those things, because all these things require you to be comfortable, to be able to sit back, kick your feet up, not worry about nothing. You know, we all want that. But some people are comfortable. You know, I want to be comfortable with others. Some people are comfortable. See, wait, let me rephrase. I'm comfortable with myself, but I don't want to be. You know, I want to be able to be comfortable with somebody else. Some people, like I said, there's a time when I was comfortable with myself when I didn't give a fuck. Like I said, did whatever I wanted to do whatever, whoever I wanted to do, when I wanted to, whatever. So it depends on what your comfort level that you're looking for is. And he's a family man, and he likes routine. Yeah, I'm definitely a family man. Don't have one because, again, I want an actual family. I don't want just no random shit. You know, I want a family. And do I like routine? I like knowing what to expect. I don't know if that's technically routine, But I like knowing what to expect. I don't really like surprises because, again, I don't feel anybody can actually surprise me in the right way. And then a lot of the times when people have had surprises for me, or I need to tell you something or you need to know this, never comes out anything good after those lines are said. Like, I need to tell you something or whatever. It's never anything good. So I just rather not deal with that, and I just don't like that personally. All right, what about this? A Taurus on a bad day. Overly cautious, feeling people have bad intent. Yes. So is that why all my days are bad? Because I always feel like some people have bad intent, but a lot of people do. You never know what people think. If people got bad intent, don't even tell you. Smiling in your face and everything like that, thinking all kind of shit and doing all kind of shit behind that smile. You know what I mean? You got to watch that shit. Stubborn, hard to talk to, yes, because I don't want to hear that bullshit. If I'm having a bad day and I'm off or whatever, especially if you cause me having a bad day, I hate when people try to justify bullshit. And again, take it from somebody who, like I said, I used to be that person. I know what it sounds like to justify a situation to make it work for whatever ideal that you're trying to justify. You twist this, twist that, put this word in here, you omit this, whatever, you make it work. I understand that. But when you've done it for so many years, and then when you're trying not to do it, and you recognize people that do it still, no, I don't even want to hear that shit. Same excuse. You know what I mean? So just keep it. No desire to do anything. No. On a bad day, I don't even want to fucking eat. I don't want to eat. I just want to smoke weed, drink, watch cartoons. That's all I want to do. I don't even want to fucking go to work. You know what I mean? I don't want to do shit. Very sensitive, especially to others' words. Yes, I'm very sensitive to other people's words because there are only certain people that I even allow to have some kind of effect on me. So when those people do certain things or take certain actions, or you find out certain things about them, it's like, yeah, very sensitive about that. Because, again, that goes back to what we were talking about earlier, is that you just, if I would have known shit was like that at first, then we wouldn't have to go certain steps, you know? Like, we could have just left shit where it was. So it's okay. It is what it is. You got to watch what people say. And, again, people don't care. That's the one thing I've come to realize as well. No matter how you feel, no matter what, whatever, You know, a lot of people are not going to put themselves on a back burner for you. Like, you will put yourself on a back burner for them. Not everybody can do that. And let's see, last but not least, Taurus around new people, all right? A Taurus is generally a social person, but they have to be in the mood to be social. Yes. I can want to deal with people. I deal with people on a daily basis all day at work. So that's, like I said, I get paid to do that. So on top of dealing with that shit, and then, like I said, you have to go to want to do that. Because, again, I'm a quiet person. I like simple things. I like to chill, relax, lay up, watch TV, just chill. Like I said, I don't need a whole lot. You know, so I have to want to be involved with other people's bullshit because, again, when you're being social with people, it's just a whole bunch of, like, when people are being social, you know, it's just random conversation. I'm not good at random conversation. I'm good at focused conversation. Give me a topic or whatever, something like that. I can usually speak on shit like that. But just random, just general conversation, nah, just because, again, I don't got that much to pull from as far as my life goes, as much as just bad stories, this, that, whatever. You don't want to hear my shit. I can listen to your shit all day. But then when, you know, people talk to you and you don't respond or whatever, they think you're not listening and all that. It's like, I listen to you all day. That's all I do is listen. There could be a million people around with all kinds of excitement, but if they just want to be mellow, that's what will happen. Yes. To be at a party, club, whatever, I'll be a nigga. If I don't want to be talking about it, I'm a nigga over there playing on my phone, playing my game on my phone, not giving a fuck about what's going on around me. You know, that's just... So? But then don't let me disturb y'all shit, like what I be saying. Like, I don't know. People want me to be so social that when I'm not social, because they know how I get down when I turn up, that when I don't do it, they think something's wrong. Technically, there's nothing wrong. It's just like, shit, I'm not Maybe I'm not feeling what's going on right here. So it is what it is. The good thing is that it doesn't take much for a Taurus to open their mouth. No, it doesn't. You can say a real smart comment to me, I'll open my mouth real quick. You know, so it's okay. Offering good food is always a step in the right direction. Yeah, if you want to feed a nigga again, yeah, I'll eat. Taurus also likes to be around like-minded people, and if they sense you're on the same page as they are, this is another avenue on which they may open up. Again, back to the like-minded thing, I said, I don't know, because my mind is all over the place. So to have somebody that thought or thinks and acts like me or act like I used to and everything like that, I don't know if I can deal with that. I know. But, all right, y'all. That's the Taurus and everything right there. Levi, I don't know if you got things situated real quick. I'm going to get into Daggers Double Play real quick. I've been talking for like an hour off some Taurus shit. But, again, it helped me kind of just get some shit out there. Maybe y'all know a little bit more about me. Maybe I know a little bit more about myself when I go back and listen to this. I mean, I don't know. But it's just crazy, man. Crazy trying to stay focused, trying to figure out what the next step is, what to do. Like I said, going off 32, don't got many years left. Hopefully I got a lot of years left. But, again, as far as life decisions, you know, marriage, kids, house, this or whatever, I really don't got a lot of time left. I don't know. So maybe it's just like everybody else, because I see everybody else is kind of decision time for people. People are scrounging to either be with somebody, lock somebody down, people worried about kids. You know, there's a lot of shit going on right now, and I don't know. I just don't want to waste any time, because when I think back on my life, like I said, I wasted a lot of time with certain people, wasted a lot of time with in music, maybe a lot of money. I just don't want anything to be wasted anymore. I want there to be a purpose for the things that I do, for the decisions that I make, for the steps that I take, for the things that I think I want. But like I said, when you live my life, you never know what's going to happen. You never know where it's going to go, no matter what you want. All right, y'all. Daggers Double Play. Be right back. Slap Sunday. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Reality Radio.
Go.
I'm what the world made me. No one's gonna save me, all alone without a girl or baby. If I die right now, my legacy will be kaput. No one left to carry on, story over.
Close the book.
I wonder who would even care when I'm buried, who would go? It's like we in the lobby.
Hoes fighting at my funeral?
Cremated nigga, mix my ashes with the weed seeds. Grow me up, smoke dagger till your heart bleed. My pedigree is special mix, so fuck you and don't give a shit. Add us a player and don't forget, never trust a bitch. Now I gotta stop, can't be giving out the recipe. And had these niggas telling all the bitches that they 40 be. Nope, only one of me. Imagine if I had a twin. Fuck one, fuck both. Same time.
Who's all my enemies? Gotta let them out. Niggas talking shit, getting knocked out. Smoke until I reach the ceiling. Keeps my trigger bigger for Phoenix. No, he's all my enemies. Gotta let them out. Bitches talking shit, getting knocked out. Smoke until I reach the ceiling. Keeps my trigger bigger for Phoenix. No.
Mr. Quick to cut a bitch and Mr. Never trust a bitch. I wanna punch a bitch.
I shove my fist down her esophagus.
Rip off a lips for lying. Kill myself or even trying. Selling me your false hopes and dreams, I ain't never buying. Right now you shouldn't be dying. Stupid bitch, I let it go before. Now you get the shit again. Snatch her up, tie her up, pop the trunk, throw her in. Bound and gag, black mask, now I'm ready. Time to pay the price, I slice and dice a bitch with butter knife. Sell it to the rapist, since you always fucking other guys. You told so many lies that I would never hear you out. Grab your tongue, rip it out, still won't shut your fucking mouth. Get it to the super glue, this is what I do to hoes. Pour it on their pussy, maybe now you keep them legs closed. You still ain't getting nothing, stupid bitches die hoping. Let them other niggas pay and talk to bust that pussy over.
Niggas talking shit, getting knocked out. Smoke until I reach the ceiling. Keeps my trigger bigger for feeding. Yeah, these are my enemies.
I'm on a cycle beat. I'm like a heart keeping blood flowing through these city streets. Can't be weak or even sleep. Built my house on Schitt's Creek. My life is like a living hell, but human torch can handle heat. I just ain't never sober. Keep these bitches bending over. All you niggas think you spittin' fire,
meet the flamethrower.
I just be chillin' out. I implode, don't explode. Use a bitch's face to bust loads. Even
Mr. Freezer call me cold.
I'm just too old for this. Fuck a bitch, smoke cannabis. I realize that none of you bitches will ever handle this. I'm just a lost soul, been walking for a long time. Don't even know my destination, I will never break stride. I just rep that west side. Win again, never trust a bitch again, cause bitches do their own thing. I step and let my nuts hang. They listen, but I don't teach. These are my
inner demons.
Here we go. Anti-hater time. Music.
Yes.
Keep telling y'all about this shit,
keep
man. 4DB Witty, aka the motherfucking
Dagger.
Y'all know what's up. Paranoid never, way too witty than clever. Bitches think they love me cause nobody's fucking them better. Then they realize there's more than one, here come all the extras. Cuss words, tears, text calls, all the lectures. Make them bitches take a seat, get up in a room deep. Make the pussy spring a leak, look at you, you dead sweet. Started off with talking shit, then you went to sucking dick. If I'm the one that's ignorant, I'm fucking with her. Wouldn't make sense with two pennies and a quarterback. I'd have had them all, from the models to the gutter rats. Best believe they movie fat, but they trash like did a boy.
I'm annoyed,
never see my dollar sign. You paranoid, West, no fresh, know how I make the lobby look. All the bitches in this motherfucker out my phone book. See me, do I look shook? 4DB don't give a hoot. What these bitches gonna do? Grab a gun, start to shoot. Oh, I thought she did, but I'm high just to be. Calm my nerves a little bit, smoke a blunt, have a drink. Never know what bitches think. I got a little jitters when I'm in the lobby. All the bitches wanna own a nigga. And just to beat again, made my heart jump. Cause I'm drunk, talking to the bitches with a plump rump. So be confident, that's it, fuck the other bitch. And if you really with it, then let's go and fuck the other.
All my bitches turn up, but they can't stand each other. But someone might get fucked up, but I'm still not paranoid.
If I was you, I'd be paranoid, nigga. Why?
Cause I'm smoking, I'm drinking, don't care what no bitch thinking. I'm drinking, I'm smoking, try something, bitch, I'm hoping.
Oh shit, she caught me looking. It wasn't me, and no, I wasn't kissing on the bitch, she was kissing me.
Who's my number? Never call.
4DB, me bouncing off these flippers like a pinball. I want them all when I be on, that's my Dr. Zeus tips. One bitch, two bitch, old bitch, new bitch. Black, white, yellow bitch, brown, red, any bitch except a fat bitch. She will never get the dagger dick. I fuck you here and over there. Bed, car, floor, chair, plane, train, bus. Cause I'm with it and I don't care. You can keep the evil stairs, you want a trip, it's whatever, but it never happens.
Why?
All my bitches, all my bitches turn up, but they can't stand each other.
I don't know why
you don't get this like that. Someone might get fucked up, but I'm still not paranoid.
I'm not scared.
I'm not tripping
at all.
I'm drinking, don't care what no bitch thinking. I'm drinking, I'm smoking, try something, bitch, I'm hoping.
There it is. I keep telling y'all the time, man. Look, I gave y'all this song right here. This is for y'all, alright? Cause look, when Dagger turns up, when he goes to the function, when he goes to a party, he invites everybody. Everybody comes, gets an invite, you know what I mean? So you never know who may show up. So if you're about to be about that, and you're gonna be about that, then be about that. If not, shut the fuck up, turn up, and enjoy yourself. Haha, 4DB with.
Sounds like you got yourself a fugitive of justice. I say y'all came to the right hombre.
Look, we have exactly 4 hours and 45 minutes to find the Xbox killer. Can you help us do it?
I'd be dead on his ass like Spencer for f***ing hire. I'd hunt him down and feed him his own testicles, and I'd do it in a jiffy. And I don't care if it's mama to ass, grandmama, innocent bystanders, little kids, babysitters, bill collectors, whatever. I'd leave his whole block filled with hot grass if I have to. And you know why? Because I just don't give a f***. Y'all sure you don't want no breakfast?
What's up, it's your girl, Lady Cam. This is Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. L.A. West Coast all day.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sunday, Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Yali Radio. Let me check real quick. We about you back, Mac?
Yeah, man, my bad.
No, that's cool, man. I just realized, I was like, man, he took me a hold on the show. Like, if I hold, then I can't talk, and, like, then it'll be dead air. Like, man, I can't do that. Like,
I'm up here, you know what I'm saying? I had the club promoter come ask, you know, tell me, you know what I'm saying, that was ready for me. I'm like, y'all going to have to hold up, you know what I'm saying? Hold on for a second. Let me get off the radio.
Oh, you got a show tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where you at, man? Where you performing at?
Oh, man, I'm out here at home in the 8th.
Oh, okay, for sure, man. Well, shit, man. Go ahead, let people know what's up, man. Like I said, all that good shit, man. Get from the cutters, everything, or are you hanging out for the last 20 minutes? I mean, you're in the middle of business right now, so I know you might not be able to hang.
Nah, man, they gonna wait. You gotta realize this is my concert, so they gonna wait. Oh,
no, okay.
I already got my money in my pocket, so I'm going on.
you can walk if you want to right now, but see, my nigga don't handle business like that. But it's okay. Well, all right, then, Levi, what shit? Let's do this, man. Because like I said, I've been going this tourist shit all day, man. You know, it's Team Tourist Month right now. My birthday coming up this week, but I did have some news stories I wanted to get to though, man. Because like I said, as crazy as I think I am, or the shit that I go through, or whatever, I mean, there's some fucked up people in the world, as always. We all know this. But here's two stories that caught my attention this week. Did you hear about the girl who got stabbed at school because she turned down a boy for prom? You hear about that? No? You hear about that one?
Nah.
And this in school, like I said, it is crazy because we're back all the time, right, man. Like, what the fuck is the world coming to, man? Because, look, even in high school, look, for me, right, I was a type, like I said, I was a fat kid in high school, freshman, sophomore year, junior, senior, kind of toned down and toned up a little bit. But, you know, I still wasn't, you know, the big basketball player on campus. I wasn't still the most popular dude over there. So I remember prom, you know what I mean? I couldn't ask the girl I wanted to. I was too scared to ask the girl that I really wanted to go to prom with. You know, I had a crush on her ever since I was in high school, you know what I mean? So, but I didn't get to go with her. But I think the best picture of prom with her, though, like, hey, let's not think about that. But I'm just saying, like I said, prom is supposed to be a good time. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be turned up, woo, and everything like that, if you choose to go. You know, prom was actually, you know, a good moment for me. I'm glad I went. I'm glad I did what I had to do in order to go. But, like I said, now, girls in school, kid walks up and asks her like anybody else do, you know what I mean? Like, if you were out there, like, yo, you want to go to prom with me, you know, Told him no. Dude pulls out a knife right there in school and stabs her right there, and then tries to run off or whatever. Now, to catch the kid and everything and all, but the girl later dies in the hospital. Now, it's pissing me off. Like I said, it's fucked up that it's anybody. But these type of situations, like I said, she was like, you know, one of the people, like straight A's, you know what I mean, student body. She was on the student body. You know, she was one of them. She was involved in shit. She was doing shit, you know. And then, because she don't want to go to prom with you, whoever this motherfucker is, that'll give you, you know, it's just what's going on in people's minds nowadays. Again.
You got to realize, man, this is, for some odd reason, man, 2013, 2014 has become the era of the lost generation. This whole generation, you know what I'm saying, you got kids twerking on Facebook. Facebook has turned into a fucking spectacle. It's all sex and all this, and you know what I mean? So, oh, girl, hey, I mean, shit. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? It ain't her fault she didn't want to go to prom with you. Obviously, she
that's
had
what
a
I'm
reason
saying.
Why she didn't want to go to prom.
That's what I'm saying. But then he really thought he had the right. Because, again, look, I try to put myself in crazy situations. Because, again, I don't handle rejection well anyway. I want to say I understand, but I don't. Because, again, as a man, even in high school coming up or whatever, somebody tells you no about something, you just got to chalk that up. Unless you're about to be, like, really about to put a knife to somebody, gun in somebody's hands, rape bitches, and do all this kind of shit. Unless you're about to be that person, somebody tells you no, you just got to deal with that, no matter how you feel about it. But this is what I mean.
Man.
Motherfuckers, like I said, in these lost generations, kids don't feel they have consequences. Can't nobody tell them no. People feel they can do whatever the fuck they want to and everything will be okay. This is the world that we live in now. Or people can't handle certain shit. And it is just scary. Like I said, I'm kind of glad I don't got kids. I don't want my kids out here in the world with these motherfuckers in these schools and everything. You see all this shit going on in all these schools?
Hell yeah. Nah, because, man, I worry about my kids, you know what I'm saying, in school. You know what I'm saying? Especially my baby girls, you know what I'm saying? But then again, when my baby girls go to school, them motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, with my current line of work, they not going to school, so they going to be private, you know what I'm saying? They homeschooled, so,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I don't have time for all this, because me, I'm one of the worst people to cross. You know what I'm saying? You cross me the wrong way, then it's World War, like, 19. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, with you on that. Like I said, as long as we cool, then we cool. But once you do something, like I said, don't go too far. You know, especially I know about their loved ones, about their youngins, man. Like I said, I got my baby niece and nephew. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm a real family person. I got my own kids, but I treat them kind of like the same thing. So, I mean, if anything were to happen to them, I mean, I don't know what the fuck I would do. But it's also scary in a sense where it was like, because I started off in private school. Back in the day, I started off in private school, right? I remember telling myself, like I said, I don't like private school. I wanted to go to public school. I wanted to be where everybody was. You know what I mean? I didn't want to be just dealing with certain types of people, this, that, or whatever. Because, you know, they used to say that they used to be part of your social life. You know what I mean? You learn social skills by interacting with people. You know,
yeah.
By getting out there. And that, you know, that's what public school kind of was for. And, you know, the only thing you were bad about, that was mad about public school or bad about it was, you know, they were underfunded and everything. They didn't have all the books and this. That's why you went to private schools. They had all the private money. So, you know, it was about education and everything. But it went both ways. Because, you know, they would say when you put the kids in private school, you know, it was because of the education was better because they could focus on education, smaller classes, this, that, whoop, whatever. You know, the
it's
public
not.
Schools were. Yeah, it was, exactly. That's what they say. You know what I mean? But a public school always worked on your socialism and everything because, you know, you get everybody in public school, Asians, Mexicans, white dudes. You know what I mean? You get in classes with everybody and everything. So, I mean, like I said, and I used to be in the school, like I said, I had this little uniform and everything like that. I hated wearing uniforms every day. I hated wearing the same thing to school every fucking day. You know what I mean? I wanted to be able to dress as I saw fit, you know, or this, that, or, you know, get as much freedom as possible. But, shit,
right.
If I ever do that, kids, my kids may never see a fucking public school, the way these motherfuckers is looking. And not even just what we see it on the news, like this lady got stabbed and everything like that. Like I said, you catch the videos and everything of what these kids in here doing in schools, you know, all these fights that they're having, and these shit that they think is funny because of Instagram, and you know what I mean? You see all the shit the kids are even doing in school, beating up teachers, you know what I mean? Just all kind of just dumb shit. When I was in school, nobody even thought about, people may have thought about going to fights with teachers and everything like that. There may have been that one person, you know, out your whole class. You know what I mean? Your whole 2099, whatever class you graduated, there might have been that one person out of your whole class that really just didn't give a fuck what fucked up anybody, whoop, or whatever. But now everybody's better than teachers, and everybody's like, fuck you, and, you know, it's just, there's nothing to look forward to, in a sense. This is why
right.
I think probably people are always dropping out of school. I wouldn't want to go to school if schools are like this. You know, I don't, this ain't as it should be. And then on the other side of it, did you hear about the other lady? We always talk about teachers are fucking students and everything like that. This one lady in another school, did you hear about the teacher who gave a 15-year-old a lap dance in class in front of everybody? Bitch, what the fuck was you thinking? Now, again, on one hand, again, I don't know if it's just me. I don't know what the fuck the teachers are doing or the students or whatever. But like I said, back in the day, there were a couple of teachers, or maybe they're just hiring younger and younger teachers. There were a couple of teachers I was like, yeah, you know, I didn't even want to think about fucking my teachers. I didn't have no bomb-ass teachers I wanted to fuck on back in the day. You know, personally, I can't remember any teacher that had me like, you know what, I want to try to take her down. I can't imagine a teacher that I had that made me think like that. So, I don't know. But at the same time, again, if my son came home talking about his teacher gave him a lap dance, I'm sorry. Me, maybe because I don't have kids, as long as he wasn't scarred or didn't have any issue with it or whatever, I don't know if I would feel some type of way about that. But, again, that's somebody who's saying that doesn't have kids. You know, and, yes, I believe in other shit. Cause yes, if my daughter come home saying some faculty member tried to touch on her and everything, oh, no, we're going to blow up the school. You know, that's a different story. When my son come home, Tell my teacher gave him a lap dance. I might give him a little dap real quick, like, you know, like, I'm just thinking, as not having a kid, but she might be prosecuted. You know what I mean? These motherfuckers just take this shit way. Like, I don't even know how I feel about her getting prosecuted to the full extent, because, again, she ain't putting nobody in danger or anything like that. She not fucking the kid like all these other teachers. And, again, this is where she's black. A couple of the other stories I saw where the teachers were fucking students and everything, they were white teachers. And, you know, they were kind of getting, like, slaps on the wrist and everything like that or whatever. But this black bitch gives a student a lap dance, and she's about to throw her under the damn jail. Like, so do we not think racism still exists in this world? It's just crazy. It's just, there's no, no matter what happens, students, teachers, schools, relationships, niggas, bitches, everything's just out there right now. You know, and right. It's crazy because I'm trying to stay out of it. I'm trying to stay out of it, you know what I mean? Because I don't want to jump into no bullshit with anybody or anything they got going on. Because again, I freely, and it's the hardest thing that I have to deal with, and I keep saying it all the time. I operate on free will. I let people do what they feel is right for them or whatever, and just hope that they see that, you know, that if they're dealing with me or we're relating with each other or whatever, that the things that they do affect, you know what I mean? You want to? I believe people naturally know right and wrong. I want to believe that. But again, then it comes down to the point when people do certain shit, is it, do they not know or do they not care? And then it becomes, which is worse? Because, I mean,
right.
You can't blame somebody for not knowing something, but then they're dumb as fuck, so then it's like, why are you dealing with them if they're dumb as fuck? Or they know exactly what's going on and they're doing shit anyway, then that just shows that they don't give a fuck about you. So it's like pick your poison, right? Neither one is good, but pick your poison. And also, same thing when it comes to the truth. You know, they always say ignorance is bliss. And in a sense, it is. You know, in a sense, it is. I can honestly admit that, because there have been a lot of situations where everything's all good and woo-woo, everything's nice, happy. But just for me, I hate feeling happy because it makes me feel that there's something going on that's wrong. Because, damn it, I'm happy. You know what I mean? It's weird having that feeling, because when I'm actually happy, it scares me. Because every time I've actually been happy in a situation, there's been something going on, maybe that I didn't know about, going on behind the lines, or some feeling I had, or whatever, something like that. There was always something there. Because, like, if you want to get real cosmic and everything like that, like I've always said, without, you know, if you want to have light and you want to shine, there has to be darkness somewhere. You know what I mean? One can't exist without the other. So, it's a crazy way to think.
Right.
You know, and just because, again, if I was just ignorant to shit, you know, you could just be ignorant to anything. Just, and that's what I used to do. Even when I felt like something was going on, I would ignore it because I didn't want to have to face it. I wanted to remain being happy. You know, I wanted to hide that or try to act like it wasn't there or act like I didn't see that or just try to push it away so long because I just want to hold on to the happiness. But eventually, that shit always catches up.
Oh yeah.
So then, you know, it always comes back around and always catches up. No matter how much you run from it, no matter how far you try to run from it, no matter how far you try to hide it, it's gonna, you know, pop itself up somewhere at some time. So then every question I answer just leads to another question. So then it's like I was saying earlier, do you just get out the way early? Or do you just stick around and just hope like a miracle happens? But
get out of the way.
Yeah, see, there you go. See, get out of it. But then what if you jump out the way too soon? You know what I mean? I've been in that situation. Well, no, I haven't actually. I can't say I've jumped out the way too soon. I've always been the one to wait to see what happens. And then again, but like I said, I've been hit by that train many a time sitting there waiting. And then other times I've waited too long where the train never came. You know what I mean? It's just like, well, you're waiting too long. I'm not going to wait for you to do something, so I'm going to do something else. Or it never just happened. And I guess that's my downfall, too, or my bias, because I just feel if something's meant to happen, then it's just going to happen. You know what I mean? This is, I don't have much in my life, but what I'm holding on to is hope and faith. You know, despite anything else. Go ahead, Levi.
The way I look at it is, you know what I'm saying, everything is already predestined, is already pre-written. So if something is meant to be, then you know what, it'll be. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you can't sit around waiting on that something to be. If it's meant to be, then shit, it'll be.
No, I'm with you on that. Like I said, I'm not a lazy person at all, you know. But I do feel like you said that, like I said, if it's meant to be, it'll happen, and you just have to walk the right way. You know what I mean? If it's meant to be what you're trying to do, what's meant to be for you should be what you're trying to do in life for yourself. You know what I mean? You should be working towards certain things. You should be doing certain things. You should be carrying yourself a certain way to get to whatever you're trying to get to. You know, and then again, if it's meant to be, it'll happen. So, but it's like that faith and that hope, I don't mean you need that to sit around and just wait for it to happen, but at the same time, when things happen, you know, when negative things happen, when setbacks happen, when hurdles get in your way, when you made a decision and you found out, well, maybe that was the wrong one, and now you got to do something else. You know, when these things happen, that's where that faith and hope is tested, you know, and that's all I've got at this point. Because, again, I think way too much. I have very serious trust issues, but at the same time, I want to be loyal and a loving person. You know, I'm just so all over the place in one person. You know, and I want to focus that in a positive way, but it's like I'm not allowed to do that. But I don't want to be negative because I know the type of person I could be if I go all hard on this side. So it's like, fuck, what the hell? But that's life, isn't it? You know, so I don't want to. There's just so much that go on in this head of mine. So much. And then not even shit that I be trying to put in there, man. Like I said, I don't know why. I caught myself maybe a lot more bullshit than I should because I go against myself sometimes. And again, one thing I can say to people, always try to follow your first mind because that usually works out. I mean, you ever have that feeling like Levi, like you thought about something or you thought you were going to do something, maybe you did it or maybe you shouldn't have did it, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's like, damn, I should have followed my first mind. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I shouldn't have did that, but, hey, I got to deal with it now. Or, you know, I did. You know what I mean? But you should have did the opposite of what you did.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ever been in that situation? You've been in that situation, right? Like, how do you – you just got to move on, though, right? You got to keep pushing.
Yeah. I mean, I can't dwell on it, man. You got to move on.
Yeah, so I don't know. But, yeah, like I said, and the truth, they always say the truth shall set you free and everything like that, but the truth is a harsh motherfucker sometimes as well. But, again, no matter how much it hurts, it's the truth. So,
yeah, I mean,
it's like,
the truth don't hurt. If the truth don't hurt, then it ain't the truth.
Well, the truth doesn't always have to hurt. You know what I mean? What I think it is, as far as the truth, is if you deliver the truth at the right time, then it won't hurt. You know what I mean? That's why I always deliver the truth up front.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I always want to be truthful up front because people have claimed they were truthful with me up front, and then down the line, you find out what the real truth is, and, you know, that hurts. Unless you would have got it up, you know, if you would have got it up here in front, then it would have been different than if you got it down here at the end. So I don't agree with the fact that the truth has to hurt, but I agree with the fact that if you take too long to find the truth or to deliver the truth, then it can be very painful.
Right.
And then the longer it takes to reach the truth, then I think the longer the pain lasts when the truth is presented. Just my opinion.
Right.
But let's get up out of here, Levi, man. Go ahead, man. Now I give out a shout out to any place you want, you know, let people know what's going on and everything. We'll let you get to your show, man.
Shout out Bang Out Radio, of course, West Coast All Day. You know what I'm saying? H Time representative. The Gift and the Curse out now.
Deep in the Music will be out sometime probably mid next year. Shout out to Miss Bossy for jumping on the First Class remix, the Good Love official track, and the unofficial slash official remix to No Return.
The unofficial slash. For sure, for sure. They can also Google you, right, Levi?
Yeah, man, just Google it, nigga, man.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Oh, man, then y'all know, the Dagger. LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Like I said, it's my birthday week, so tonight, tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, and on my birthday, fuck you, Fridays, you'll be hearing me probably reflect on a lot of shit this year. I don't know. Like I said, I'm trying to get shit in motion. I start feeling a certain type of way every time my birthday come around, but at the same time, because I guess everybody does. But again, I just don't want to waste any more time. I need to make sure everything I do at this point is dedicated and calculated decision to the best future I could possibly have from the ashes I created out of my life already. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, y'all. Make sure y'all tune in. Wait, hold on, wait. One second. Oh, shit. Man, what was I doing? Oh, yeah, I was closing out. Slap Sunday, every Sunday, 8 to 10. Triple M Show tomorrow night, 8 to 10, all music, no talk. Turn Up Tuesdays with the Hood Geeks, 8 to 10. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Night, Dagger, Queen V, Adult Management, Adult Topics, 9 to 11, late night show. Fuck You Fridays, every Friday from 8 to 10. Like I said, I've been slipping on my Fuck You Friday show again, because y'all got to realize, like I said, as far as Dagger goes, with everything going on, sometimes we got to take that Friday. I just, it'd be fucking with me. But I got my Bluetooth back now, so again, I'm going to tune in to y'all, and y'all just may hear me just in motion or doing whatever. Like I said, I got to get back on my game on Fuck You Fridays. And then, of course, last Sundays every Sunday, 8 to 10, right here on Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. So again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting those that support us. I hope y'all enjoyed the show. Like I said, shout out to the Tauruses this month. It is Taurus season. Everything's about to turn up with y'all. Oh, keep tuned in. I want all your LA cats to make sure y'all listening now, because like I said, I'm going to give y'all my birthday updates as well to where I'm going to be functioning at this coming weekend. So, yeah, it's about to be like that. So I'm going to ride out with the Witty Gang as always. We'll holler at y'all next week, and y'all can run it. We out.
To Witty. To Witty. Hoodbound,
I'll be with it.
Yeah.
Funk DB with it.
Who else?
West with it.
Who else?
And I am fresh the
all I want you to do is run it.
With it,
gang. Know this. These Hoodbound niggas be the coldest.
We the coldest.
The truth is smoking.
Smoking.
I can't turn up with that pussy open. Hey. She's going. She's swinging that thing. She know I want it.
Swing it, bitch.
Little mama, stop running. Back
shit, they open for the session. We smoke Shiraz, got me clutching on my weapon. See on, see how she get it on the floor. Back orange scrub, knees twisted like bows. The chrome, I squeeze and let go. Commit to set trip, chunk it 2-1-4. I had the heater in the lobby, two bitches and Molly. Take a size double fist, a big brother, both got it. Posted in my face, the bad bitches, we reppin'. White tees, red hat, YGs, I'm pressin'. Time to run it, you know it, how I'm feeling heroic. Pop another bound, hood bound, niggas.
Forty be witty, known for the turn up. The bitches that I fucking, all the weed that I burn up. In the lobby plotting, if you with it, then it's popping. Dick so big, niggas can't cock block em. You can stop the bullet train with deadly aim and all the game to get up in the bitch's brain, make her crazy. Didn't even get her name. Oh well, didn't need it. Chalk it up, another pussy murder. Dagger's undefeated. Boom boom, skeety skeety. Dagger doesn't pay for that. Never that. Rather buy an LA or a witted hat. Rats be witty, so these lines are for the ratchets. Once to fuck niggas in garages on the mattress.
Notice, these Hoodbound niggas be the coldest.
We the coldest.
We drinking and smoking. I can't turn up, bust that pussy open. She going, she swinging that thing, she know I want it.
Swing it, bitch.
Little mama stop running. Looking back at it, bitch, run it. Yeah, yeah.
Intoxicated, with no filter, filling myself off a pill and some liquor. Don't stop with it, pointing her out, telling her she can get it. At the function, turned up with my niggas. I'ma keep it gangsta and boogie with you. You got potential to get some of that good dick. Little mama, I'm residential on that hood shit. Hey. She like a burner with the beam on it. Stash in the colors, the one with the D's on it. Looking back at her, told her meet me in the lobby so I can see if it's cracking.
I get on that bitch like a pimp in a hoe stroke, son. Tryna get it in. At the end of the night, that pussy say you gon' run it. I'm a hoodbound nigga, you know the smoke is we fuckin'.
I tell a bitch run it on her back or on her stomach. In private or in public, if she bout it, then we fuckin'. Cuffin' not an option, I'm pursuing for the screwin'. If she ask me what I'm doing, I'm tryna get the whole crew in. Iron and ooin', so who and they ride mine? Wanna test the best, fresh with it with every line. Nines and K's and straights through fitted caps. Bitches get laid, blunts blaze from weak raps. Raise the torch, remorse is for the weak.
So I gave her the dick, she got the dick, now she wanted to be.
Now she telling me she love me, why? Cause I dicked her down. She run it, then I bust it, then I'm headed.
You know this,
What's poppin', y'all? This your girl Queen V, and you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio with the Dagger, playing only independent artists from around the world. So make sure you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights with yours truly from 9 to 11 and Slap Sundays from 7 to 9. That's West Coast time, baby. Bang out. Bang Out Radio is now on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out, and Instagram at Bang Out Radio for the most up-to-date info on our shows, artists, and models. Bang out.